Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I have a wonderful show today. This is one that you want to watch all the way through. Listen in, everybody, because I've been able to re-invite back to the show for the second time the gentleman that I call the King of Coffee, and you're going to find out why. And everybody knows I love to drink coffee. And Mr. Jim Fascina, the founder and CEO of Amora Coffee, is back on the show today because we have some very important news and a very important announcement about Amora Coffee. But for entrepreneurs that tune into the show religiously and love the show, I want to thank you for coming today's show, because you're going to learn something very interesting, because Jim and his wonderful world-class team at Amora Coffee, they've been in business for 10 years. As a matter of fact, they're having a big celebration coming up. And the way in which they approach the celebration is very unique and very interesting, because at Amora Coffee, besides having the world-class coffee that they offer, it's all about celebrating their customers. And let me tell you, they've got a lot of them, and the customers absolutely love the offering. And Jim's been doing this with his team for 10 years, and they're having a giant celebration about their customer. And as you know, as a valued listener, a valued watcher of the show, that it's all about the customer. That's how you build a great business. And that's how Jim and his team at Amora Coffee have been able to do it. We're going to learn more about that. So this is a great show for entrepreneurs as well. And buckle up a little bit, because we're going to be offering some interesting things below the interview from Amora Coffee for listeners of the show and watchers of the show who love their coffee as much as I do. But anyway, that's a long-winded introduction to someone I'm so excited to have, the King of Coffee, Mr. Jim Fascina. Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Andy, how are you? Thank you very much. That was very kind. And it is so, it's great to be back on the show with .com Magazine. And really look forward to chatting with you today. We are super excited about our 10-year anniversary. This is, as you were saying, this is not a work anniversary. This is a celebration around our customers who have been super loyal to us throughout the last 10 years. And we've been loyal to them. It's sort of like a marriage. And so we're celebrating 10 years of just wonderfulness with Amora and all of our customers who have made it, who have allowed us to get to 10 years and bring us forward. So very excited to be here. Thank you.
Jim, it's absolutely wonderful. You know, you've been at it for 10 years. And for the people that don't know about Amora, in the unlikely event you're not drinking it, you should, because the reviews are all 5-star. I mean, it's remarkable coffee. This premium coffee, once people get it in the subscription service, they basically become raving fans of it. I mean, they tell everybody else about it. They go on, they do 5-star reviews. I mean, they love the coffee. They can't get enough of it. And for the people watching the show, this is roasted in the USA by 5th generation master roasters. They're very, very devoted to bringing you the perfect cup of coffee. All of the coffee gets hand-packed in foil-lined bags to protect the flavor and aroma. I love the packaging. They had an artist draw just the most beautiful little vignettes on all the packages, and it gets shipped directly to you. And when they when they come, when the packages come, they're so super fresh and the taste is beyond like any coffee you've ever had before. But let's pull the lens back a little bit, Jim, to 30,000 feet. Before we talk about the big anniversary where you're really celebrating your customers, and let's talk about Amora Coffee. Let's talk a little bit about the entrepreneurial journey.
So the entrepreneurial journey, we could say it started 10 years ago with Amora Coffee, but it probably started over 30 years ago with my partner and I. We both actually started our careers in coffee and worked for a very large company, Kraft General Foods, and had the opportunity to sell coffee directly to consumers. And as we moved through our journey of the corporate side of the business, we chose to take the entrepreneurial side over 20 years ago. And once you make that switch from over to the entrepreneurial side, it's so hard to go back. It's because you get to learn and explore so many different things. But, you know, within the past 20 years, one of our one of the biggest things we're proud of is that, we launched an agency, a direct to consumer marketing firm that helped over 100 clients bring their product to market over a 17 or 18 year period. And so, we've been doing a lot of direct to consumer marketing. During that time, we launched Amora Coffee, which was 10 years ago. We've since sold that agency and we've been devoted to Amora Coffee and, being loyal to our customers in return to their loyalty to us. But, every day when you wake up, there is something new in the entrepreneurial world. Some of them are good. Some of them aren't so good. And I think, Andy, you and I have talked about this before. For everything that great happens today, there's probably something that you could have done better. And what I love about our customers is our customers not only tell us when we're doing something great, they also tell us when we could do something better. And that is so valuable to us because when they tell us we could do it better, that gives us the competitive advantage to be better. And in the world of entrepreneurism, it's fiercely competitive. And so our customers are very generous with helping us along our journey.
Jim, I love that so much. You know, I speak to so many very interesting and important and successful entrepreneurs like yourself that are leading great companies, world-class companies. And one thing that always comes very clear to me is the fact that they like to have their open discussions with their customers. In other words, that customer feedback loop is very, very important. So let's talk about how important open discussions with your customers have been in developing this world-class brand that you've been able to build in Amora Coffee.
Our customers have helped us in our research and development. So for example, we bring what we believe is a super quality product to market. It is a super quality product. And one of the things that early on in our journey, we didn't want to launch flavored coffees because we felt that, well, if you were developing a really strong, great, single origin coffee, would you really want to mix it in with flavors? And our customers said, absolutely. We want the best coffee with a flavoring that we like added to it. And so please don't make that decision without us. Please include us in that decision. And throughout that time, we have launched multiple different flavors. And today, flavored coffee is a significant part of our business. That's one example. Other examples are our customers have told us, well, we don't, even though you're available 24/7, 365, and somebody's going to answer the phone, well, we don't want to call. We just want to go online and we want to be able to manage our own account or send you an email or let's chat about it, but we really don't want to get on the phone. Okay. And so we learned from that and we launched our online dashboards and, most of our customers now interact with us in online in their own self-service. Our customers have told us whether or not they want two bags or three bags or one bag, or if they want, they have been so helpful in helping us develop a proper curated experience for them. And they've also been very helpful in telling us when we've had issues in our service. Like, so for example, last fall, everybody in the direct-to-consumer space had issues in getting packages to the doorstep in a timely manner as COVID was going on and everybody was purchasing throughout, the online mechanisms. And so we got feedback, and that helped us go back to our carriers and increase our service so that we can get our product to our consumers faster. What the worst thing you could do is have one of your loyal customers wake up, not have coffee in their pantry, and force them to go out and cheat on you.
I love that. I love that so much. And listen, we all need a good cup of coffee. And something interesting as well, besides the premium coffee that you've developed with your world-class roasters, and of course, you know, roasted in the USA by your fifth generation, you know, master roasters who are really devoted to the taste and the smoothness and of the blend that Amora Coffee has become known for. You actually have a wonderful line of tea as well that has gotten great reviews. So maybe we could touch on that, but I want to also get into this 10th anniversary of celebrating the customer, because I have been given a little view of what's about to happen here at Amora Coffee. It's very exciting, but talk about the teas a little bit, Jim, because the teas are fabulous. I mean, you can use the teas, you know, for the morning if you want an afternoon relaxation. I know you got some good feedback from your customers that said, hey, we like to relax in the afternoon. Maybe you could put a tea together in that way, and you've done that, and you've done that very well.
It's exactly what you just said, Andy, and lots of our customers drink both coffee and tea. Or they have different drinking habits within the household. So we've launched green teas, black teas, herbal teas. And it really, one of the things that we really learned from our tea line, of which we have a fair number of subscribers to our tea line, we learned that customers are looking for more organic products. Okay, maybe no surprise. Okay. They're also looking for more fair trade products. Okay. So in addition to some of the things we just talked about that we're going to launch, coming out just in a couple of weeks' time, is we're launching our fair trade line, and we're launching an organic line in coffee. Okay. And we learned that through our tea connoisseurs. And so we took that to heart. We're bringing it to market, and it still has the Amora name. Okay, but it's going to be a very different cup of coffee, and it's going to appeal to others in the household that have asked for our attention.
I love it. It's great. It's so wonderful, because you could start the day maybe with some coffee if that's your preference, but then throughout the day, maybe you want to have a nice relaxing, you know, herbal blend of tea in the afternoon. You can have that. And again, it's all from Amora. It's all the world-class coffee and teas. Now, something that's very interesting, Jim, is, you know, obviously a lot of businesses changed through COVID and the pandemic. But what people might not realize is that you and your co-founder, Jim, you started the subscription service to coffee way before COVID. You were sort of the original originator of the subscription service. So let's talk about that, because, you know, so many people started a subscription service in the past couple of years, but you've been doing it for, you know, many, many years.
So our co-founder, Marina DiDomenico, and I have been in direct-to-consumer now for over 30 years. Am I dating myself? Maybe. Okay. But with 30 years of marketing direct to consumer, there's a lot that we have learned with our customers. And so it wasn't like we woke up during COVID and said, we have to get coffee into the household or tea. When COVID hit, for us, we had to make sure that we were able to adjust and pivot to the increased need of our customers, because our customers were now working from home. They were studying from home, and we needed to be able to provide them with more coffee or more tea. But we also were very, very conscious and focused on the fact that we wanted to give back to our consumers during COVID, because, you know, nobody was looking to profit off of a pandemic, and our consumers turned to us and were looking to receive more coffee. And so we put out all sorts of specials, and if you subscribe and save, we actually gave all of our customers who used our subscribe and save mechanisms an 18% off discount just because we wanted to help. Okay. And which was, that's how we reacted during COVID. But, you know, during the past 30 years, we have been optimizing our direct-to-consumer practices, and they change because consumer purchase behavior changes. And, you know, 25 years ago, the customer was generally loyal to the brand. And today, the brand needs to be loyal to the customer. I think you've heard me say that before. Okay. But when you get the loyalty of the brand to the consumer, and then the consumer becomes loyal to the brand, you have an unbreakable bond. Okay. And that unbreakable bond is that marriage. Okay. And that's what we're celebrating today, is that unbreakable bond that we have with so many of our customers over the past 10 years who've entrusted us to bring their coffee and their tea into their home, and who have helped us build our business to where it is today. So it is truly a 10-year anniversary of love, respect, and it's not just a work anniversary. And it's a celebration of our customers. It's a celebration of our team. It's a celebration of all of our partners that help us and enable us to provide the service that we provide to our consumers. That's what this is all about. We are celebrating a 10 years of togetherness.
I love it, Jim. And obviously, you know, for entrepreneurs watching this show, you might want to rewind the last minute or two of what Jim said, because, you know, you can go to Harvard and get an MBA, and you're going to learn something in a classroom where you have a professor and a student. And if you're going to be a student, you're going to learn from a professor in an insular environment. But as entrepreneurs, we learn with our feet on the ground, and we learn from listening to other great entrepreneurs. And really what Jim just said is the key. I mean, Jim could be a professor at Harvard giving this lecture, because it's all about the customer. It's all about that relationship with the customer. And if you don't have customers that love your offering, you don't have a business. And what I love, Jim, what you've been able to do through the 10 years is build this loyalty. It's really powerful and a great lesson for the entrepreneurs watching the show today. Now, let's get into the 10-year anniversary of the customer, the 10-year anniversary of the loyalty, the 10-year anniversary of the customer saying to you and your team, hey, Jim and team at Amora, we want this, we want that, maybe change this, tweak that. But by the time it was all done, you listen to the customers and you have a full body, pardon the pun, sort of offering with Amora Coffee. So let's talk about that a little bit, because something that kind of caught my ear when we were talking prior to the interview, I love the fact that you're doing a few things a little differently for your customers in celebration of them giving you back the love that you provide to them in the coffee. So let's talk about some of those things you're doing with the anniversary blend and the exotic blend of the best coffees in the world. And then this other blend that I'm going to let you discuss, that when I heard about it, I said to myself, it's early morning here, but I need to have a cup of that right now.
So it's like any other anniversary type of relationship. You're celebrating memories, right? So you're celebrating memories, and of course there's good times and there's bad times, and you know, so long as you muscle through it all together, you're getting to a point where you really need to celebrate. And you know, that some of the memories we have with our customers, whether it was direct communication or indirect communication, or the many of millions of bags of coffee that our customers have bought from us, have created these types of memories for us that, you know, it's so wonderful to go back and look upon. So while we may have built out a really great service for our customers, we know that we're still at the leading edge of being able to provide even better service as our customers will want and require new needs and desires. And so we're always looking at continuing to build. And so we're going to continue doing that, but we wanted to mark the 10-year anniversary with something a little special. Okay. We put together a blend of coffees from unique origins that really resonates into a cup of coffee that that I personally am super proud of. And I have a pretty well-trained palate for coffee. And this coffee just stands heads and shoulders above a lot of what is out there. And we're calling it our anniversary blend. And we are going to launch that in the coming weeks. And it's going to be a limited edition, and it's for our anniversary. Okay. And it's just something to mark the day and mark the celebration. But in addition to that, we listen to our customers, and they like flavored coffee as well. So why not have another celebratory coffee? So we are also launching birthday cake. Yeah, that's what I said. Birthday cake. So, and does it taste like birthday cake? Does it smell like birthday cake? You bet. Okay. It is like having a cup of cake. And so, we are launching our birthday cake. And then even in addition to that, how can you have a party without having candles? So, we are launching an Amora candle in honor of our anniversary, so that, we have a candle to celebrate. And so you're going to be able to buy these individually. We can kit them up for you, and we're going to provide discounts. And it's just, you know, it's just something that we want to be able to provide to our customers, so that they recognize that we're here because of them, period. We're here because of them. And so myself and Marina and everyone on our team recognize that. And so it's critically important for us to acknowledge our wonderful customers.
I think that's absolutely amazing, Jim. You know, it's so interesting what you and Marina have been able to do. And again, for the entrepreneurs watching the show, this is not something that Jim and Marina and their team have just come up with at the stroke of a pen or pulled out of a hat, a rabbit out of the hat. They know from having this relationship with their customers what their customers are going to enjoy. Their job, their mission is to make their customers happy. So if you're a technologist or offer a service or a product, rewind this interview and start understanding the importance of the customer, because nobody really understands that importance of that relationship better than Jim and Marina and the entire team at Amora Coffee. The entire company is built around the passion to give their customers exactly what they want in a way that's meaningful to them. And besides that, what makes something beautiful happen is when you're able to do that for your customers, the people on your team, the people on Jim and Marina's team, feel that as well. So when they go to work in the morning, they have that same enthusiasm. They have that same passion. They have that same commitment to their particular jobs within Amora Coffee, because they know that what they're doing is part of those millions and millions of bags of coffee that have gone out throughout the years. How many cups of coffee do you think that is, Jim? Do you have any idea?
Oh, it's a lot. I'd actually have to do the calculation, but it would sort of look like one of those McDonald's signs on the road. So many served. So, but yeah, it's we've been fortunate to serve a lot of cups of coffee, and you know, you've heard me say this before, Andy. If you're going to be an entrepreneur and you're going to service a consumer, the first thing you need to do is to grow really thick skin. Okay, and you need to have that thick skin, because without it, you're never going to be able to take to heart all of the wonderful stuff, whether it resonates good or bad from your customer. You're never going to be able to take on all of that input to advance your business. That's the first thing you need to do, thick skin. The second thing you need to do is surround yourself with people smarter than you are in the area of expertise that you need covered for your business. And our team, there's some people on our team that have been working with Marina and I for well over 20 years. Okay. And so, and our partners, we have a network of partners that, we are just super proud to have. And we're honored that they help us bring our business forward. So, you know, it all comes down to the consumer. Without the consumer, I mean, we could talk all we want about coffee. It's great. Okay. Without the consumer, there's really not much of an experience to speak of.
You know, that's great, Jim. And I mentioned a few minutes ago to rewind a couple minutes to hear what you had to say about your passion for your customers. But really, the entire interview is very empowering. I mean, I'm even getting uplifted myself. And the reason why, Jim, is when I think about literally millions and millions and millions of cups of coffee, the thing that rings through about what you do, Jim, at Amora Coffee is that I know that you, Jim Fascina and Marina and the entire team, stand behind every cup. So you can feel, as a fellow entrepreneur speaking to you as an entrepreneur in your own right, how important even every single cup of coffee is. And I know that you want every single cup of coffee of the millions and millions and millions that have already been consumed and the millions and millions that are going to be consumed in the future to be an experience for your clients. And I would imagine that has to weigh a little bit on you. So let's talk about that from an entrepreneurial standpoint. What's the thing that keeps you up at night? What's the thing that, you know, gets you most kind of intense about thinking about the coffee going out to your customers? Is it that, you know, maybe a bag doesn't live up to the high expectation and standard and the 5-star reviews that you've received for so many years? What's the thing that really makes your godillas say to yourself, you know, that I'm worried about that in terms of our coffee?
I'll take it a little further. And what I'm worried about in terms of our relationship with our customers is our number one operating principle at this company is to ensure that every interaction with every single customer ends in a better frame of mind than before the interaction started. That is our number one operating principle. And when we have times where we may not have lived up to that, that's what keeps me awake at night. What keeps me awake at night is not leaving a customer in a great frame of mind. Not because I'm afraid of the negativity that customer might create. Look, we all know that a customer with a great experience will tell one person, a customer with a bad experience will tell 100 people. That's not it, okay? It's more about falling down and failing on an operating principle. Are we ever going to have 100% effectiveness in what that operating principle is? I don't know whether that's mathematically possible, but we are going to aspire to it every single day. And so that's what keeps me up at night. And because if we, everything else falls into place if you could do that. Okay, where are we getting our beans? How we're packaging our beans? What the roast is? What the taste is? If we had somebody who received a damaged shipment, okay, so we replaced the shipment. If somebody received a shipment of coffee and they just didn't like the flavor, okay, they got elegante and they felt that they wanted something more rich, more bold, no problem. We'll send you Vigorosi or Intenso. It's on us. No big deal. We'll replace it. Okay, why? Because we're in a long-term relationship. Okay, this is not a set and forget business. There's nothing set and forget about it. Okay, and so, you know, it's in those areas. You know, what kept me awake last Q4? You know, whether it was the United States Postal Service, whether it was UPS, whether it was FedEx, whether it was DHL, okay, the system was clogged. And we were trying to get coffee to people on time. And so we adjusted for it and we made sure we put more time in place to make sure nobody received their coffee later than expected. But sure, that kept me up at night because I didn't feel that would have left a late shipment wouldn't have left them in a better frame of mind than before they were supposed to receive the shipment.
Those are the things that keep me awake at night. That's remarkable, Jim. You know, I'm listening to speak, and maybe the moniker of the King of Coffee is incorrect. Maybe I should call you the King of Entrepreneurship because there's so much to learn. I mean, what you're saying really, really hits home, and it hits home deep in me as well, because when I speak to entrepreneurs throughout the world, something great entrepreneurs, something that comes very clear is the fact that they really want to engage with their customers and they want to provide the best that they possibly can for their customers. But the thing I had not heard prior to our conversation today was, I love this idea that every interaction that you have with a customer, you want to leave that interaction in a better way. You want to leave it in a better place. You want them to have a better experience and a better understanding and a better feeling about your company than when they started the interaction. And that's so powerful because so many companies have forgot that. Like you mentioned, the set and forget. And I feel that way with some companies that I do business with, that they sort of set me and then they forgot me. Not at Amora Coffee. So it's really, really great. And again, for the entrepreneurs watching the show, you know, what comes through, Jim, from you, and I'm sure it comes through from Marina and your entire team, is that it didn't have to be coffee. I could have put you in the widget business, or I could have put you in the shirt button business, or I could have put you in the eyeglass business. With this frame of mind that you have about the customer, it's always a winning mindset that builds great companies. And we talk about corporate culture. It always starts at the top. So for the entrepreneurs watching the show, think about that as you're listening to Jim. And of course, maybe down the road, we'll have Marina on the show as well. But Jim, let's talk a little bit about entrepreneurship. I mean, obviously, the 10 years of celebrating the customers is going to be amazing. You've got this very exclusive 10-year anniversary blend that's going to be released. It's a very exotic blend from the best coffees in the world. You're launching this thing that I can't wait to get a hold of, which is the birthday cake blend, because I love birthday cake. I mean, I've had a lot of birthdays, but I can't wait for my next birthday so I get to eat cake once a year. And then, of course, you're going to have the candle that's going to come out as well, because what's a birthday without a candle? And all these things that you're offering really came through data, came through feedback, came from understanding what your customers want and need. But let's talk about entrepreneurship, because people watching the show, they might be saying to themselves, well, you know, did Jim ever have an obstacle? Did Amora Coffee ever have a pothole in the road? And if they did, I'd love to learn from Jim about what to do when I hit a pothole. You know, maybe we have younger entrepreneurs that, of course, love coffee. And they might be saying to themselves, Jim, you know, I have a startup. I have a new business. And I'm hitting a pothole. And I don't know what to do. Maybe I'm freaking out a little bit because I've never experienced this. So maybe you could share some insight to the entrepreneurs who are hitting a pothole on how they can get through it and come out the other side smelling like a rose, or smelling like your 10-year anniversary blend, if you will.
Well, Andy, I can tell you that we have certainly hit a lot of potholes along the way, not only just in Amora Coffee, but in our other business endeavors. And if you're not hitting potholes along the way, you're not trying hard enough. So the one thing I could tell you is, as an entrepreneur and you're thinking about potholes and you're thinking about navigation, okay, the kryptonite of entrepreneurism is entitlement. Okay. And if you feel that you're entitled to your product or your service or whatever it is that you're selling, and it is it's supposed to be easy, okay, then that's the biggest thing you can have to navigate around. It doesn't matter how successful any of us are. I don't care who it is. Okay. We all still put our pants on one leg at a time. Okay. I haven't met anybody who can put their pants on both legs at the same time. Okay. So, you know, at the end of the day, when you're trying to navigate potholes, put your ego aside, put any entitlement aside. Entitlement doesn't have, there's no room in business, no room in entrepreneurism. There's no room in society for entitlement. Put it aside, get rid of it. Okay. And really lean on your team and trust your team to help you navigate around these potholes. We have co-pilots for a reason, okay? So, you know, when you hit that pothole, don't panic. Be assertive, okay? You know, I tease with my team all the time. If you hear me hooting and hollering about something, it's good. We're okay. If I get really quiet about something, okay, well, that's probably not where we want to be, because if we're hooting and hollering, we're navigating and we're figuring it out. Okay. So when you hit that pothole and you have to bail some water out of the bow of the ship, not all standing there in silence. Okay. We're all saying, you know, pull the buckets up. Okay. That's what it's all about. And don't panic, but don't be passive. Okay. You can't be passive about it. And so approach it, prioritize it. Don't get lost in the weeds. Okay. If you hit a pothole and you start bottom up, I truly believe you can get lost in the weeds. Okay. As opposed to looking top down. Okay. And trying to find your way into the issue. Okay. So, you know, that, you know, if you practice no mediocrity allowed in your organization, you'll always navigate the pothole. You might blow a tire, ding a rim, okay? But you'll navigate it and you'll get through it.
Wow, Jim, that's great advice. Obviously, leaning on the team, surrounding yourself with great people, putting together the best world-class team that you can makes all the sense in the world. There's so much to be proud of what you're doing. I mean, I'm not even involved with the More Coffee, but I'm proud of what you do as an entrepreneur. Because it's really a shining light. And when you hear entrepreneur stories like this and other people hear these stories, there's people out there that don't know how to get started. They don't know what to do. They have an idea, but they just can't take that first step. And by following some of your advice, Jim, about putting the customer first and putting their needs and wants before your needs and wants really makes all the difference in the world. I know we've got a hard stop here. You've got so much going on at Amora with you and the team and, you know, the wonderful, you know, fifth generation master roasters devoting their basically entire life to bringing a perfect cup of coffee. And there's been millions and millions and millions of cups of Amora coffee that have been drank or drunk. Is it drink or drunk? You know better than I do.
Let's go with drink.
That have been drank. Throughout the country, is it worldwide as well, Jim, or just the United States?
Right now, it's domestic. We are a U.S. based operation. We roast all of our company coffee right here in the U.S. We ship to the U.S. We're very patriotic about our product. This is an at home product, Amora Coffee, and as explained in the name, it's our love and passion for coffee and for our consumers. Amora means love. And as you know, Andy, Amora is really aroma spelled backwards. So it works out really well.
It's awesome, Jim. Go to the website. Look at the packaging. Look at the way in which they're beautifully designed. Look at the hand-done art that obviously has been printed on the labels. And you could just feel what Jim's been talking about through this interview. Jim, this has been absolutely remarkable. I mean, time has flown by. I could spend another hour or two with you. Maybe we do a whole series and give an online MBA course with everything that you're able to come across with for the younger entrepreneurs as well. It's absolutely fascinating. Jim, I want to congratulate you, Marina, the entire team of what you're doing. The 10-year anniversary of celebrating the customer resonates with me and other fellow entrepreneurs. And you're really a shining light and a beacon and someone that there's a lot to learn from. And congratulations. And thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Oh, Andy, thank you very much. I can go on for hours as well. And I really appreciate it. And it's just a huge thank you to our customers and our team. And we're really looking forward to the celebration. And Andy, you know, we're going to put together a special code for anybody who is taking the time to listen today. And that code, and we'll let you know when it's going to be available so you can put it out there, Andy, to your viewership. But that code's going to be .com Magazine. And when you enter that code, you're going to receive a discount on anything we have to offer. So we'll make sure we get that to you. I thank you for bringing us onto the show. And again, I can't be more appreciative to our customers and our Amora team. You know, all of our partners. And so Marina and I thank you.